Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Just to give a little clarification to your sports update there, you said Tiger and Phil both missed the cut for a tournament, first time ever. Both missed the cut at a major for the first time ever, because I think they both missed the cut in the same tournament, but never a major.
I saw today on ESPN that they had played in over 100 tournaments together, and it's never happened where they both missed, but I could have.
I think it may have been 100 majors.
Okay.
Yeah. But I may be wrong. Yeah. I may be wrong. But I know I saw that headline that they both missed a cut in a major for the first time, which, by the way, we have a pool here for the Open Championship, and I've got Tiger. I've got Rory McIlroy, who shot 6,000. Yeah. I'm not going to win the pool.
Have a strong day three.
Pretty much. I'm not. No, he's not. Is McIlroy going to make the cut? I don't even know if he's going to make the cut.
Not if he shot a 6,000. I'll tell you that much. I'm no golf guru.
Let's go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Ira Winderman, he covers the Miami Heat and the NBA for the Sun Sentinel. We have not had him on while we've been in these new studios. We had even some thought about making him our first guest ever, but we went with Michael Irvin instead.
I voted for Ira.
I know. It was a tough vote for all of us. But Ira is there, and we will speak with him. Hello, Ira.
Hello, gentlemen. I was driving around. I heard you complaining the first day. Is there an echo? Is there an echo? Is there an echo? So I try to text you there right away. I got to tell you, I want people to know, for as much as I've been on the radio for so many years, I still have such a naivete that when you used to change the name of your studios, you know, the so-and-so car dealership studios, I used to actually think you were in a different place. And I remember, like, where do I go now? Oh, they're not at the AutoZone. They're at this dealership or this car dealership. And now I finally realize, yeah, it's the same place, just a different sponsor. So when you guys actually did move, it's the first time I realized when I do fill in next time, I actually have to find out where the studios are.
So you have not seen this facility yet?
I have not. I'm like sort of QAM, you know, like fourth cousin twice removed. So well, I'm a little bit down the line, but I'm sure I will be there at some point.
I'm not lying, Ira, and I don't know if you're on Instagram. I've been Instagramming videos of it, but I am not lying. This is a Taj Mahal when it comes to radio. I have never worked in a radio facility like this. And, you know, for all the people that have said, you know, radio is dying, Entercom is shouting from the rooftops here, no, you're completely mistaken. When you step foot in this place, I mean, you're not going to believe it. I mean, from the food hall at the bottom to the rooftop bar on the top and everything in between, it really is amazing.
Well, you've got to understand, I've been now in four different studios. I go back to the old, this sort of like trailers
trailer
for QAM.
Yeah.
In what, Pembroke Pines is it? Or like, yeah. Oh, Cooper City. It was Cooper City. And this is actually true. My wife used to work as a salesperson there. And she would actually have to ask Boog Shambi, a Bob with shoes in, to help her get to her car, because the cows had escaped from the pasture next door, and she didn't want to go out to her car alone.
Yeah, I mean, it reminds me, you know, my first radio job in Belglade. And you know, I'd be accosted by mosquitoes that were the size of cows when I would leave the
like
radio station.
Yeah, pterodactyls. Yeah. They would just lift you away. No, I've lived through all the incarnations. And the one joy I've had is I've been into closing days of all three previous studios when they were moving. So you talk about barely scrimping together a radio studio as the movers are literally carrying the seats away. That was the case over there in Cooper City at the previous QAM studios on the other side of Vibes Dairy. And then the last one, literally, like getting a seat and a microphone was a major accomplishment. So hopefully you stay put for a while. I really feel like I should have bought a babka or something, but mazel tov, fellas.
Well, please bring a chocolate babka the next time that you're here.
I have babka now.
Oh, I know you do. Ira Winderman. All right, now we're going to segue into NBA talk, which gives me an opportunity to see if we packed your intro. I don't know what we packed. I don't know what made it through security and whatnot. So do we have the introduction for Ira Winderman? Oh my goodness, we do.
I love it.
Ira
Sun Sentinel, Ira, Ira Winderman, Ira Winderman. He covers the NBA. Ira, 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 hey, hold it, hey. Ira, 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 hey, Sun Sentinel, Ira, 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 Winderman. Join in, Ira.
My favorite part. My favorite part when he just groans.
And now maybe I realize I didn't miss you guys that much. But great to be back, fellas.
So we haven't spoken with you in almost three weeks. What one word would you use to describe the Heat's moves in free agency?
Upgrade.
Yeah. You know what though? Mm-hmm. When you say that, this I find really interesting. The Vegas over-under for the Heat wins for the season is 42.5, which is only one game higher than it was going into last season.
Yeah, but it's also three games higher than the actual finish. I always base the over-under on the actual finish and not what the prediction was, even like, you know, earlier in the offseason or what it was a year ago. And you know what, guys? Let's be honest. One, three games gets you into the playoffs. That's about where the Heat are right now. They've added Tyler Hero. They've added Jimmy Butler. But keep in mind, for better or worse, they have lost the rebounding and shot blocking of Hassan Whiteside, and they've lost Josh Richardson. So if you say the Heat made a trade of Josh Richardson and Hassan Whiteside for Tyler Hero and Jimmy Butler, yeah, it's somewhat of an upgrade. But this is not like the Clippers getting Kawhi or Paul George or the Lakers getting Anthony Davis. This is, if you gave me two words, I would have said mild upgrade. That's about where they are, and that's why everyone is waiting. Okay, Pat, where's the other shoe? What's part two of this? This couldn't only be it, because let's face it, if you're playing Jimmy Butler $32.7 million for this year, and he's on a contract that, you know, it becomes an expiring contract and that you only get 4 years of value, you're sort of expecting to win when you play a single player that much. So what's the other part of this right now?
Ira, that was what I was going to ask you, though, the second act, the part two of this. We've heard about the Chris Paul stuff. We've heard the Bradley Beal, John Wall stuff. Do you anticipate any of that happens this offseason or before the trade deadline?
Yeah, again, you know, stuff could happen down the road. First of all, a week from today, the 26th of July, is the first day that Bradley Beal can be offered a three-year, $111 million extension by the Wizards. He has 2 years left on the previous Supermax deal he signed. That will be telling, because if Bradley Beal comes right out and says, no thank you, and lets people know, which I believe he will, the Heat are automatically on the clock for two reasons. Number one, we better start saving our space for 2021, because in this league where everyone tampers, Bradley Beal is sending us a signal. Number two, maybe we need to acquire draft choices, because why wait for 2021 when Bradley Beal basically has just told the Wizards, I am out of here, and we'll trade for him ahead of time. Who knows, maybe even now. So I think that's sort of a non-official official personnel date, number one. And number two, that's where the Chris Paul thing figures in. If the Wizards say, instead of some of your players, like Justice Winslow and some of your expiring contracts, like Goran Dragic, we'd rather have picks, then maybe you go back to the Thunder and you go, what's it going to take picks if we also take Chris Paul off your hands? So I think Bradley Beal sort of becomes the next thing the Heat center on. But I just get the impression with Pat Riley, if those two don't happen, he'll go, okay, hello, Cleveland, Kevin Love, what's the asking price? Because I think once you go up the track and you say, we are back in the contention game by offering Jimmy Butler $32 million and telling Jimmy Butler you're in the contention game, you better have a game plan for at least one more. Because you know what? If your best player is Jimmy Butler, that's all well and good. But who's your second best player?
Right. Ira Winderman from the Sun Sentinel is with us. That's the first time I've heard Kevin Love mentioned as a potential target. But what would be your assessment? Let's say whatever they did is just what they've done. In the past couple of weeks, they drafted Tyler Hero and they got Jimmy Butler. They lost Josh Richardson and Hassan Whiteside. D-Wade is obviously gone. What's your assessment then?
You know, I had one of my readers ask a good question earlier this week, and he gave me his best-case scenario. And I would say it this way. If Dion Waiters is the Dion Waiters we're seeing on Instagram and working out at Miami High and with Dave Alexander and doing some football work today and really is committed to being the player he was 2 years ago, and if James Johnson gets back closer to what he was and Justice Winslow takes another stride, you guys know where I'm going. It's like best case scenario for everyone. I think they could challenge for a home court in the first round of the playoffs because I think outside of Philadelphia and Milwaukee, I'm not sure, maybe Boston too, there's four dominant teams on the top of the Eastern Conference. But unlike with other teams where they can look at their roster and say, okay, if these three things happen, I think with the Heat it's a matter of if these six things happen, that so many of their players can go either way, and they would probably need the best of at least four of them. Bam Adebayo, you've cleared out Hassan Whiteside. He better be worth it. Justice Winslow, great strides last year, you know, in coming on as a playmaker. Does that continue? Does Jimmy Butler return to the form he was before he became a third wheel in Philadelphia? So, again, and Eric Spoelstra's coaching. Again, I'm not getting into the whole George Sedano thing about whether he's a great coach or not, but he's a really good coach who always has maximized players. So this will be a case if everything goes great for the Heat. Yeah, I think they can contend for home court, and I think you'll know that within the first month of the season.
I would submit to you, though, don't you think everything could go great because of Jimmy Butler? I think there's nobody in the NBA that oozes that Heat DNA more than him. Like, he practices hard, he expects the best, and I feel like if you are going to get Dion Waiters and James Johnson playing the way that they were playing, like Jimmy Butler's that, you know, it's one thing for Udonis, who's not playing, to be,
right,
you know, rah-rah guy, but Jimmy Butler will be out there and will be the alpha dog, and will be the alpha dog at practice. Like, if four out of those six things are going to go great, Jimmy Butler makes it closer, yeah?
Yes, but it's still about talent more than desire and upgrade. Look, this whole league has changed now from the big three to big twos. Everyone has a big two. I mean, you might not say Kemba Walker and Gordon Hayward are a big two, but they know who's one or two. You know, in Philadelphia, it's Embiid and Simmons, and then they work with everyone else. In Milwaukee, it's Antetokounmpo and then Chris Middleton. You know, Houston now with Westbrook and James Harden. Here's the deal. The difference, I even wrote this for my Sunday column. This is the largest salary difference between the top two highest paid players, Jimmy Butler to Goran Dragic, over $10 million, since the difference was between Shaquille O'Neal at $20 million and Jason Williams at a little over $8 million. In other words, the division between the Heat's top player and second best player, I can't recall the last time it's been this big, if we also factor in Chris Bosh to the rosters even when he wasn't healthy. So my question is, who's going to be the running mate? If Jimmy Butler gives you 25 points a game, who's the guy that you know every game is going to be there to give you at least 18 to 20? If it's Dion Waiters, God bless him. If it's Goran Dragic with his expiring contract, that's terrific. But I don't think they have that. I don't think they have that second dog, unless maybe it has to be Dion Waiters. And guys, Channing, you and Hawk talk about this all the time. How many second chances are at the point where you go, come on, guys, this isn't a second chance anymore? Because it does seem, doesn't it, like Dion Waiters is on is about his fourth second chance?
He looks good, though.
Yeah. Well, you know what? To segue into that, how do you feel about him on Twitter dressing Twitter trolls about his weight? Like, isn't that beneath him?
Yes, it's beneath everyone, and I don't get it. And I was talking to Chris Whittingham the other day about it. I rarely go into my mentions. If people have a real question, they'll email me. They'll post an Ask Ira question. But for these guys to get that caught up and let it bother them, and we know, we've spoken for years about Kevin Durant and his burner accounts, I just think that's awfully silly. I think you have to have a certain level of confidence in who you are and what you are than some guy sitting in a undershirt in his mother's basement, you know, typing an anonymous message back at you. It's like Hawk said earlier, now with the new text machine you have, you actually know who people are. We know where we can find you now. You know, it's a lot different when you're not that anonymous, and I think that's the case with a guy like Dion Waiters. Never should have paid attention to that. But you know what? Dion Waiters shouldn't have to have been body shamed. He should have body shamed himself because he's a professional athlete. Some jobs, being in shape and looking good matters. It's part of the job. So I don't think it should have taken, you know, Bill Unknown from Unknown Parts to criticize him versus him literally to look in the mirror. And I know he was injured, and I saw Will Manso's feature on that. But while he was injured and sidelined, he didn't keep himself in great shape. He spoke about his passion for gummy bears and things like that. Be a professional all the time. Then no one's words will bother you because you can say to yourself, 24/7, 365, I'm a professional.
Quickly, because we're out of time, but you mentioned that everything is, you know, the power duos now and not the the big threes. Jalen Rose on Get Up did his top NBA duos. His number one duo was Kawhi and Paul George. LeBron and AD were number two. Kevin Durant and Kyrie were three, which I don't even know how you could proclaim that right now.
Right.
And Klay and Steph were number four. Who's your number one NBA duo?
Well, it's tough because no one has played together except for Steph and Klay, and they're a proven commodity.
Although Klay's not going to play.
Well, we have unproven Klay, but you know what? He'll be back from the ACL this year. The ACL is the better injury than the Achilles. I'm going to add one more on there. I think people might be overlooking. I'm really curious about Luka Doncic and Kristaps Porzingis because those guys have a skill set where they're each like two players because they're playmakers and scorers and rebounders and they can push the ball. I think Dallas has a fascinating big two there. I'm curious to see how they're going to round it out. For now, the only proven commodity would be Golden State. But I would say Kawhi and Paul George, if Paul George is healthy with that shoulder. That's the thing is, you can have a big two, but we don't have any chemistry big twos right now. This is not like the Rockets running it back with Chris Paul and James Harden and seeing if they can have it. So maybe Giannis Antetokounmpo and Chris Middleton are the top duo. You know how, like, remember, like, as a kid, we'd always say that the home run brother leaders are Hank Aaron and Tommy Aaron, because right. Hank had 700 and Tommy had 12. I think in Milwaukee, when you start with the MVP, it might not matter who your number two is. So I might even go Antetokounmpo and Middleton in Milwaukee just because I think Giannis is that much over the top when it comes to an MVP-level talent.
We've done that before with Crowder and Sam Madison combined interceptions. It's a staggering number.
We got like 40 together.
Exactly.
What about because I feel like everybody's sleeping on Dame Lillard and CJ McCollum. I mean, they've played together.
Yeah, I also think people think that last year getting to the Western Conference Finals and sort of that, not to say collapsed, but just didn't have enough, shows that team only has a certain level. And I don't want to say novelty act, but I think you need to be a little bit different and have a little varied skill set. I think they're an either-or type of scorers, where Dame Lillard will have 30 unbelievable scoring games, and CJ McCollum will have 25 unbelievable scoring games. But there's still not the post presence. There's not something to set off. There's not the defense there. So I think when you're a little bit too similar, I think that sort of limits you as a duo as well.
And we're not trying to be negative, but as we were talking about those duos where Kawhi and Paul George went to the Clippers together and LeBron got AD to come to the Lakers, Kyrie and KD talked about, you know, going to, you know, Brooklyn, you know, in the season I saw. They had all those memes about it. Is Jimmy Butler, is he going to pull another guy? Are there players out there that say, I want to play with Jimmy Butler like AD wanted to play with LeBron?
Yeah, there are, and that's the first question I asked Jimmy Butler when I said when he signed. I said, are you going to try to get someone else? And he says, don't take the shine off the moment. I'm going to enjoy this, and we're going to move forward. But that Bradley Beal thing I told you, don't kid yourself. If Bradley Beal, one, is faced with the extension, I bet there will be a ton of players who will call him and say, don't take that extension. You're better than our team. I've spoken to our coach. I've spoken to our general manager, who are not allowed to talk to you, but I am. That's what's so dirty about this league, the whole tampering thing. Yeah, I think Jimmy Butler probably might even be asked by the organization here, hey, call Bradley before next Friday and let him know if he doesn't sign an extension that you'd love to play with him. So, yeah, Channing, I think there will be that kind of contact. But you know what? I think LeBron and I think Paul George and I think James Harden, they'll all do that. The tampering in this league, I can imagine if Roger Goodell oversaw this league, the fines and things he would do. Instead, you sort of just accept it as de rigueur that that's just how this league operates.
Ira Winderman, read his work, SunSentinel.com, or get the actual newspaper. Get a Sun Sentinel wherever wherever newspapers are sold. Where are newspapers sold?
Gas station, man.
I'll bring it to your house. I'll be in the Volkswagen Beetle first thing in the morning, 4:30 a.m. I'll be that
guy. You remember on the streets, there used to be like six or seven newspaper machines at any given time? And like in a big...
Oh, in every corner. Yeah. Or even when the guy came in the morning, there would be so much of a thump on the driveway, yeah. Talk about old man talk, that you'd wake you up and you'd realize, newspapers are out there. Yeah.
Now he sends it onto my driveway like a paper airplane. He folds it up and it just zooms onto my porch.
Well, because you're the guy, as opposed to me, who got fired as a newspaper carrier, because sometimes I was just tired, so I sort of dumped the newspapers in. That'll be that. But that's another story for another
Ira Winderman. Have a great weekend, Ira.
Mazel tov in your studio, fellas. Mazel tov. Thank you.
Appreciate that. We are definitely enjoying it. I'm not even kidding you. Like, don't you feel different doing the show here every day?
I do.
Walking, like, there's life. I can't explain what the old studio was like.
Writing notes downstairs and seeing people walk around. The other place sucked
the life out of us. It's amazing that we were able to have as much fun during the show as we did.
Might have really sucked the life out of us with them damn germs.
Oh, my God. Like, literally sucked the life out of
us. We lost years.
Hopefully this place will reinvigorate us. All right, let's take a quick break here. We got to get to the Deal Volvo Best Bets later on this hour. Randy Moeller in the 4 o'clock hour. We got a ton to get to. Radio.com. Radio.com. 3 o'clock hour brought to you by Kubota. The Kubota BX80 series, ready to get any job done right. Dig, mow, and haul. There's almost nothing it can't help you do. Find a Kubota dealer near you at gokubota.com. Some of the texts. You guys could do a show from the moon, and it would still be good. Actually, it will be great. Thank you very much. We appreciate that. I feel like the show sounds livelier because we're in better moods because there's life in this place. And somebody texts in. I'm going to find that. Hawk, the Citadel is going to be your Viagra. I think they're right. I think I'm experiencing something that... That I haven't experienced in a long time, Channing.
Why are you telling me,
Hawkman? There's a shower up here on the second floor.
You gotta wash. It is a shower up here, which is crazy.
We were talking with Ira in the last segment. So CBSSports.com did off-season grades for all the NBA teams. The Heat, they write, this is at CBSSports.com, they added Jimmy Butler and Myers Leonard. And Myers Leonard, by the way, had that great game in the playoffs. One great game, but Myers Leonard was a good college ball player. They drafted Tyler Hero and KZ Akpala, and they lost Hassan Whiteside, Josh Richardson, Ryan Anderson, who was nothing, and Dwayne Wade, of course, who retired. And what they write is Miami finally got a star, but what else will they have to support him? After reportedly being in on Russell Westbrook, maybe they have eyes for Chris Paul. Sending Whiteside to Portland was addition by subtraction, freeing up Bam Adebayo to take over as the full-time starter, and Tyler Hero looked good in summer league. Take that for whatever it's worth. Overall, the Heat basically replaced Richardson with Butler, which makes them a better team. And CBS Sports gave them a B+ for the offseason.
Agree 100%.
But I would say this, the one thing you have to remember is they probably were in line to get a D or an F for the offseason. They didn't have room to move. No. They didn't have assets. They didn't have salary cap room. Like, the thing that makes it so staggeringly successful to me is they didn't have any of that stuff, and they were able to replace Josh Richardson with Jimmy Butler.
Bro, we talked to people for, I would say, a year, and they said, take it easy down there. 2021, 2021, 2022. Take it easy. Pat will figure it out in 2 or 3 years. That's what you have to wait for with the JJ contract, with the Deion contract, with the Hassan contract. No, it's not. Riley and Ellisberg figured out a way when everybody was telling us for a year there's not a chance to move, they moved. I give them all the credit in the world.
Right.
To bring in Jimmy Butler, I would have, and to put it that way, I think, because when you talk to fans, losing Jay Rich, some people are upset about. But the way way they worded it, you traded Jay Rich for Jimmy Butler. That can upset you.
And you got rid of Hassan Whiteside, addition by subtraction. Like, to me, because look at what the Knicks did. This is on the CBSSports.com story. The Knicks got a C-, which I think, by the way, is generous.
A C-?
I think that's generous. Again, because I'm basing it off expectation. The expectation for the Heat was nothing. And they were able to do a lot. The expectation for the Knicks was a lot.
Kevin Durant?
They added Julius Randle, Bobby Portis, Wayne Ellington, Taj Gibson, and Elfrid Payton.
Womp, womp.
They drafted R.J. Barrett.
Yes.
That's a nice addition. They lost DeAndre Jordan, Lance Thomas, Mario Hezonja. So, They didn't, and remember, they traded Kristaps Porzingis at the beginning of the season. Like, they got a C-, but that's kind of what you thought, to me, the Heat would be peddling in. Like, I thought they would be peddling in Julius Randle and Bobby Portis and Taj Gibson. Like, guys where you recognize the name, but there's just, you know, you just whatever. And they were able to deal in Jimmy Butler. That, to me, is, like, I think they deserve an A. I think the Knicks deserve an F. I think these are generous grade for the Knicks and too non-generous a grade for the Heat.
That's C+. It is generous. Because you tell me what on there just impresses you. Julius Randle's the best. He's, like, the biggest name that they acquired.
Yeah.
He's Julius Randle. Jimmy Butler's, his name is bigger than all those guys combined. And for us to be able to pull that off. And think about this. The Knicks were preparing for this offseason for what, 2-3 years to get the money down, moving Porzingis, get the money down to do this. And now they have a bunch of, and I don't want to say, like, it's funny when I was listening to somebody and they were like, you say that Westbrook can't shoot. Westbrook can shoot a basketball. He just doesn't shoot at the level of an NBA player. Those guys are decent players.
He's just not efficient. Like, to me, he can shoot. I would love to have Russell Westbrook in the last second of a game with the ball. Like, he's one of those guys, a killer, but he's not efficient.
No, and then from behind the arc, I said, and he shot 250. He's the worst percentage with guys shooting 250-plus. Or guys over the last couple years getting to 2,500 three-point shots, he is the least efficient shooter behind the arc.
Right.
So
that I could see.
Like, the numbers, you can see it's there. But to say those, like Julius Randle and Taj Gibson, those guys, they are good at NBA players. I think a couple of those guys might have – Taj have a championship? Was Taj on one of them championship teams throughout the years?
Man, like Taj Gibson, I could look up here,
I've watched him play, but just to say the lore of it, I would say Jimmy Butler's name is bigger and he's better than any player that the Knicks acquired. And that was with a Heat team that wasn't supposed to be able to move anything until 2020, 2021.
Oh, it's not even close. Like, the Knicks, the best player they got, I'm forgetting his name, Julius Randle,
yeah,
was the best player they were able to get this offseason. Like, it's not even close. Julius Randle, sure, young guy, has some potential. He was nice in New Orleans and in L.A. for a little. But, like, Jimmy Butler is
He's a bona fide all-star. And again, the expectation for the Knicks, I'm looking at Taj Gibson. He played a long time for the Bulls, then he had a quick stint with the Thunder and Minnesota, now the Knicks. He didn't win an NBA championship or anything.
And he was dating Olivia Nunn in that movie Office Christmas Party.
Oh, yeah, you mentioned that before.
That's what made me like Jimmy Butler. I said, there we go, Jimmy. I like old Olivia.
All right, well, let's take a break. We've got to come back and do the Deal Volvo best bets of the week. One of our best bets was not taking Rob Pizzola's advice yesterday and betting Twins and A's there will be a run scored in the first inning. So I feel like we're already 1-0 for the week, but those are his picks. We're going to give you our best bets when we come back.
Radio.com.
3 o'clock hour brought to you by Kubota. The Kubota BX80 series is ready to get any job done right. Dig, mow, and haul. There's almost nothing it can't help you do. Find a Kubota dealer near you at gokubota.com.
You know what I found on the way home yesterday?
What was that?
A gas station right down the street with Funky Buddha.
For real?
Because I already knew the Miami Gardens area. I knew on my gas station I had to hit to grab my six-pack headed home. I got one right down there. I don't know the cross street, but walked in and I saw that Hop Gun sitting in the – I said, oh, my goodness, we got action.
You know, we were telling people yesterday because there was this water outage in Fort Lauderdale. Funky Buddha Brewery, the tap room in Oakland Park, was one of the few places that was open because they've got their own water. I didn't even realize they had to evacuate all, like, the – hotels in Fort Lauderdale. Do you know why?
No.
See, I didn't know this either. I learned this today. I thought it was because you couldn't flush toilets and whatnot. Like, I thought it was because there was no potable water. Not that you would use potable water to flush toilets. But I thought because there was no water, you couldn't flush toilets. I guess it was a sanitary reason. I was told that the reason is if there was a fire, the fire department wouldn't have water at their disposal to put it out from hydrants, which is why the hotels had to be evacuated. But regardless, Funky Buddha Brewery, the tap room, was open and jumping because they've got their own water because it's there because they got to brew beers. And
put some tents up outside.
I'll tell you, man. And they're set to go there.
If
they
had the tents outside, we'd have been set.
That's a place you can go this weekend, too. Funky Buddha Brewery, the tap room. It's in Oakland Park between Commercial and Oakland Park Boulevard.
Yes.
Yeah. Shall we do the Deal Volvo Best Bets?
We shall.
All right. Time for the Deal Volvo Best Bets of the Week. If you're car shopping this weekend, you got to get to Deal Volvo US 1 in Bird Road right near the U. You know it's all about the D-E-E-L. You want to guess who the odds-on favorite is for NFL MVP heading into the season?
Patrick Mahomes.
You want to guess, Solana?
Tom Brady.
It is Patrick Mahomes. Yeah. You are correct. 6-1. Aaron Rodgers is 9-1. That surprises me. New coach, and I'm not certain they've got great weapons, but
yeah, that is a surprise.
He's 9-1. Andrew Luck is 9-1. Carson Wentz is 9-1.
I like Andrew Luck. I think the Colts are going to be real good this year.
Baker Mayfield is 12-1. Drew Brees and Tom Brady are 14-1. Looking to see if there's a Miami Dolphin on the potential MVP list.
Don't waste your time. It's a no. There's not even any in the top 100 of best players. There's no chance of the MVP candidate.
Yeah, there's no one there. You want to guess the 2019 NFL Offensive Rookie of the Year favorite?
Oh, Kyler Murray.
Kyler Murray.
I'm crazy. I'm trying to go deep into the draft.
Because he's going to play from snap one, right?
Yeah. He'll win. If he doesn't get hurt, I'm with you. He'll win.
Daryl Henderson is 7-1. Dwayne Haskins is 7-1. Josh Jacobs, 8-1. See if there's a Miami Dolphin here. There's not. Well, this one might have a Dolphin. 2019 NFL Defensive Rookie of the Year.
Oh, Christian Wilkins?
He is on the list.
He is.
Yep. 33-1.
Oh, he's way down there.
Yeah, Nick Bosa is 5-1. Josh Allen, 7-1. Devin White, 8-1. Quinnen Williams, 17-2.
Yeah, Nick Bosa's probably. He had that family. His brother balls out. I think he's going to do the same. And he's fresh because he took that last year off of college. I like him as a favorite.
Let's see here. I do like Patrick Mahomes as MVP. Is there a chance he gets figured out this season? Could he have a down season? Now they've got even more weapons.
And Tyreek Hill just got cleared.
That's what
he's
saying.
Not missing any games.
Yeah.
Travis Kelce is healthy. No. They're good to go up there in KC.
And you think he's legit. That wasn't a one-year aberration. That dude is the real deal.
He can play football. He's the new – like, it's funny to say. I don't know if you know, people like to word it that way. He's the new Brady. He's the next Rodgers. He's going to lead the NFL in passing for years to come.
And he'll be the guy that everyone wants to find, that type, right? Everybody wanted to find the Tom Brady pocket presence guy, yep. You know, didn't necessarily have to run, just had to have pocket awareness, and now everyone's looking for that Patrick Mahomes type, which is the guy that can extend the play, that can, you know, but zing the ball anywhere on the field.
But not, he doesn't have to be able to run. I like the way you put it, just extend the play. Like the RG3 thing is out. I don't think people want that. Like Tua has a lot of
Josh
Patrick
Allen,
Mahomes in him.
Right, Josh Allen.
That Josh Allen thing, it can't work. Josh Allen can't lead the NFL in rushing and passing. Like, it's ridiculous. That Patrick Mahomes extending plays, I like Tua does it. Tua does it very well. That just move outside the pocket to throw. Look to throw. Run to throw. Don't run to run.
How about NBA MVP? Odds to win NBA MVP. You want to guess who the favorite is? It's very early, obviously.
I would say Giannis again.
I'm going to go LeBron.
It's Giannis at 3-1.
I would say Kawhi is over LeBron.
Steph Curry is 5-1.
Because he has to carry everybody.
It'll be his team, unequivocally his team, and if they go anywhere, it'll be all because of Steph Curry.
I don't wish injury on anybody, but I think Steph will get injured this year if he has to do as much as he's going to have to do to win.
James Harden is 7-1.
Not with Russell Westbrook there.
Kawhi is 8-1.
Westbrook is going to snatch the ball from James Harden.
LeBron is 9-1. Anthony Davis 10-1, Joel Embiid 12-1, Luka Doncic 16-1.
Deion Waiters.
Let's see if I can find Deion Waiters. Yeah, I don't see him.
I got it. Heavy to one.
He's not heavy, though.
I know.
Jimmy Butler, 66-1. He's on the list.
I'll take a flyer.
You're right. Want to put $100 on Jimmy Butler?
Let's do it.
That's $6,600.
Win $6,600.
Giannis again. Same team. Same team, same coach, consistency. They don't have to learn how to play together. I think Giannis is the favorite. It's very smart.
I think my deal Volvo best bet, though, I do like Patrick Mahomes as NFL MVP. I'm just looking at the rest of the list.
What was Rodgers?
Rodgers was 9-1.
Because just knowing the turmoil he's gone through and him and McCarthy, and just he got to come out and show out.
But if he doesn't have the weapons and he's in a whole new system and he's getting older, like, I'm not understanding why he's the second favorite to win MVP. I'm not even getting that.
Talent will prevail. I like Andrew Luck.
I could see, because he was coming on, man.
He's coming on, and they have a team now. They got a squad on both sides of the ball.
Carson Wentz and Baker Mayfield. Like, Baker Mayfield at 12-1, $100 at 12-1, win $1,200. Like, that's not the worst bet in the world either.
I think the Browns will have, they have a lot of talent. I don't know if they'll be a great team. I think they'll have a lot of BS that goes on that affects their on field performance.
I would agree that that is a team that is replete with BS.
Yes. I'm
worried.
Now,
if they're winning, it'll be great.
Oh yeah.
But if they're losing, that is a reality show.
First law, somebody's getting slapped in the locker room.
Right.
That's the headline. Odell Beckham slapped in the locker room.
Those are your Deal Volvo best bets of the week. If you're car shopping this weekend, you got to get to Deal Volvo, and it gives me a great opportunity to remind you summer is in full swing. You can get the low prices of the year, lowest prices of the year, during Deal Volvo's 30th anniversary super sale. Deal's been selling Volvo models for 30 years on Bird Road, just off US 1, right near the U. They've got the same owners, same locations, same low prices, great selection, great service department, and well over 25,000 Volvos sold. Most of all, though, if you're car shopping this weekend, they've got the best prices. The all-new Volvo S60 is out, leaving the pack behind. From the panoramic moonroof to lane-keeping aid and city safety to the 9-inch Sensus touchscreen, the S60 delivers an exceptional driving experience. The lots are loaded, ready for immediate delivery. And if you want something roomier, you could check out the 2019 XC60 models and XC90 models, discounted with great leases and low finance rates. And it's the summer of safety. Keep your family safe in a new Deal Volvo with the biggest savings of the year. So for the best prices and service, visit Deal Volvo, where it's all about the DEEL. US 1 and Bird Road, right near the U. Call 305-444-2222 or visit DealVolvoCars.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.